朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
福音的责任不在那些从来没有听见的人身上。
The responsibility of spreading the gospel does not belong to those who haven't heard it.
我们所关心的不应当说那些没有听见福音，他们灭亡怎么办
？We shouldn't be concerned about what happens to the people who haven't heard the gospel.
你知道，有些人甚至用这个做理由、做借口，不愿意信主。
A lot of people use that as an excuse not to accept God themselves.
当然，如果你这样追上去，你的祖先中间一定有人没有信主的。
Well, of course, if you go back to all your ancestors, there are definitely people who haven't accepted Christ.
他说，因为我的祖先没有信主，所以我不要信主。
A lot of people say because my ancestor hasn't become a Christian, hasn't believed in Christ, I don't want to believe either.
如果这个道理有理的话，那没有人要信耶稣了。
If that logic works, then no one will ever want to believe in Christ.
很多人可能是你家里第一个信主的。
Many people are the first person. Many people are first people who believe in Christ in the family.
我愿意借着神的话鼓励你。
I want to encourage you through God's words.
亚伯拉罕也是他家第一个信主的。
Abraham was the first Christian in his family.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
我常常说，第一个 PhD 都不是 PhD 老师教出来的。
The first PhD was not taught by a PhD teacher.
如果他的老师是 PhD， 这个学生就不是第一个 PhD。
If the teacher was a PhD, then obviously the student is not the first PhD.
所以你要勇敢一点，虽然有许多反对的力量。
Although there are many oppositions.
但是你可以是你家里第一个信主的人。
But you can be the first Christian in your family.
也求主叫你坚定在家里面能够做美好的见证。
And also we pray to God that you can stand firm in your family so that you can be a good testimony.
如果你已经清楚知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
If you clearly know that Jesus Christ is God's son.
他为你缘故死在十字架上面。
And he died on the cross for you.
他为你舍命流血，为要除去你的罪。
He has given his life and blood for you so that you can be forgiven of your sins.
你也知道你自己是个罪人。
And you also know that you're a sinner.
并且除了耶稣基督之外，没有其他拯救。
And that you have no other salvation other than Christ.
如果你只是担心家里的人或者其他人会给你压力。
If all you're worried about is the pressure that your family members will give you.
或者你的朋友会笑你。
Or that you will be laughed at by your friends.
请你记住亚伯拉罕。
Please remember Abraham.
请你记住第一个 PhD.
Please remember the first person who received a PhD.
愿主给你刚强的灵。
We pray that God will give you a strong spirit.
勇敢接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
And courageously accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，我们听见了福音的人该怎么办？
Brothers and sisters, the people who heard gospel, what should we do?
不仅我们自己应该相信接受他。
Not only should we believe in him and accept him.
并且应当把自己奉献给他。
We also need to dedicate ourselves to him.
并且答应神在大使命上面的呼召。
We need to answer to God's calling in the Great Commission.
我自己刚刚信主的时候。
When I first believed in God.
那天晚上虽然我不明白。
That night, although I didn't quite understand fully.
神的灵大大的感动我。
God's Spirit truly touched me.
我不仅开口承认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
I not only openly admit to God being my Savior.
而且我知道一件特别的事情。
I knew something very special.
就是当我承认耶稣基督是神儿子的时候。
I knew that when I openly confess that God is my Savior.
神的灵进到我的心里。
The Holy Spirit entered into my heart.
我里面有一个得救的确定的把握。
I have a very
assurance.
I have a very secure assurance.
我知道我的罪得了赦免。
I knew I was forgiven.
我知道神用他的灵充满我。
I knew that he has filled me with the Holy Spirit.
还有一件最特别的事情。
And something very special.
我知道主呼召我侍奉他。
I knew that God has called me to serve him.
你不能问我说我怎么知道。
You can ask me how do I know.
我知道就是知道了。
I just know.
我就是那天晚上清楚知道，我除非侍奉主，我不会快乐。
I knew that unless I serve God, I cannot be happy.
昨天晚上有一位弟兄，一对夫妇在我家吃饭，他是我的小学里面同学，来看我。
There was a couple having dinner with me last night, who was a friend of mine from elementary school.
他为什么 来到我那里呢？
Why did he come visit me?
因为他来看他的儿子，看他的儿子跟他的孙子。
Because he came to visit his son and his grandson.
他的儿子侍奉主。
His son is a servant of God.
刚刚从 Dallas 毕业了，在那里侍奉。
And he just graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary and serving God there.
当然这些家庭里的挣扎都已经过去了。
All these family struggles have been in the past.
但是我的朋友就想起几年前他的儿子奉献出来要侍奉主的时候，这个作为基督徒父亲里面的挣扎。
And he talked about the struggle that he had when his son decided to become a full-time Christian worker.
为了他儿子缘故，他去问许多传道人什么叫护照。
Because of his son, he understood what it means to be called.
弟兄姊妹明白他的心态吧，为了他儿子缘故，他要明白什么叫神的呼召，他自己没有神的呼召。
Because of his son, he wanted to know what it means to be called by God, because he never was called by God.
他到处问人。
He asked everybody.
问许多传道人，你信不信主的呼召。
He asked all these servants of God, missionaries, do you understand the calling of God?
很多传道人说，我当然有主的呼召，不然我不会出来侍奉主。
A lot of missionaries says, of course I have the calling of God, otherwise I wouldn't come out to serve God.
那么他就再问说，那到底神的呼召怎么样呢？
So he asked, well, what is God's calling?
许多侍奉主的人想想，怎么跟他讲神的呼召呢？
A lot of missionaries are full-time Christian workers says, how do I explain God's calling?
有一位传道人就说，
There's one Christian worker that says,
神呼召我的时候我就知道了。
The missionary says, when God calls me, I know.
有没有回答他的问题啊？
Did that answer his question?
我的朋友听听越听越糊涂了。
So my friend became more confused.
我问你什么叫神的呼召？
I ask you, what is God's calling?
你说神呼召我，我就知道了。神呼召你，
你
就知道了。
When God calls you, you know.
神如果没有呼召我，我怎么知道神呼召了我呢？
Well, if God didn't call me, how would I know he called me?
那传道人说，可不是吗？神如果没有呼召你，你怎么会有神的呼召呢？
Well, the person says, well, if, of course, if God didn't call you, then how would you know God called you?
听懂了没有？
Do you understand that?
如果你没有听懂，不稀奇啊。
If you don't understand it, then
我的朋友给这个传道人回答到不知道怎么问问题了。
My friend got to the point where he didn't know what to ask anymore.
但这里有许多侍奉主的人，也有很多传道人，我们侍奉主，是不是这话对不对？
And there are many amongst us that serve the Lord. Do you think they're right?
神如果呼召我，我当然听见了。
If God calls me, then of course I heard it.
我听见了，我知道是神的呼召，我就说这是神的呼召了。
If I heard that's God's calling, then I say it's God's calling.
如果神呼召我，我不顺服，我就没有喜乐。
If God called me and I disobey, then I have no joy.
我就出来了。
And I come out.
出来侍奉主。
So I came out.
那有人要问我说，神怎么呼召你的？
So if someone asks me, how does God call you?
我说神呼召了我就是呼召了我，我怎么知道？
So God called me because He called me. How would I know?
我是不是讲真话，徐牧师？我讲对不对？是不是对了？
Pastor Cole, am I right?
徐牧师，我讲对不对啊？对极了，是不是？今天晚上可能神正在呼召你。
Tonight God may be calling you.
你说我怎么知道神呼召我？
You say, how do I know God's calling me?
是不是一个听得见的声音？
Is it something I can actually hear?
不一定。
Not really.
有些人听见声音。
Some people do hear voices.
有些人没有听见外面声音，听见里面有个声音。
Some people don't hear anything outside, but hear a voice inside.
你怎么不知道这不是里面是心理作用？
How do you know it's not just your mind playing tricks on you?
一定不是心理作用。
It's not a mind game.
因为我心里不是这样想的。
Because I don't really feel that way inside.
不是我自己的意思。
It is not something that comes from me.
这位弟兄跟我讲起他儿子的情形，我一听就知道他有护照。
My friend told me about his son, and immediately I knew that his son was called.
因为这个他的儿子大学毕业之后。
Because after he graduated from college.
就非常懒，什么工作都不想做。
He was very lazy and did not want to do anything.
他爸爸说，你怎么不去申请个工作呢？
And the dad says, why don't you go find a job?
他说，我给你八块钱一个钟头，你在这写信。儿子给爸爸给儿子八块钱呢，要他在那写信申请工作。
The son paid the father $8.
The father
paid the son $8 to go apply for a job.
这样好的爸爸很少哈。
Such a nice father is hard to find.
他说你写信嘛，你写信我给你八块钱一个钟头嘛。
He says just apply for a job and I'll pay you $8 an hour.
儿子说爸爸我不要这个八块钱，我不想写信。
And the son says, I don't really want the $8 and I don't want to write letters.
爸爸就找了很多朋友安排了这个机会终于把他弄去上班去了。
And the father looked everywhere and finally found a job for him.
这样的爸爸哪里去找啊？
How can you find a father like this?
儿子还是不要做。
But he still does not want to work.
你说这儿子是不是很懒呢？
Don't you think he's lazy?
爸爸说这儿子怎么回事呢？
The father says that the son answered like this.
就这样家里耗了半天耗了半天。
He just stayed at home all this time.
儿子最后说我知道主呼召我去读神学。
And the son says, I know God has called me to study theology.
这个爸爸说你不像读神学的料子啊。
And the father says to the son, you don't look like someone that's gospel or seminary material.
你这么懒怎么读神学啊？
You're so lazy, how can you study seminary?
他说我看你大学怎么混毕业的。
I don't even know how you graduated from college.
谁让你去读神学呢？
Who wants you to go to seminary?
儿子说如果神要我读神学我就会好好读。
And the son says, if God wants me to go to the seminary, then I will do well.
他就去了。
So he went.
爸爸说了一句话。
The father said one thing.
他这个儿子常常这样祷告。
His son often prayed this way.
一个是地上的爸爸，一个是天上的爸爸。
One is the father on earth, the other one is father in heaven.
我不知道该怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
等到决定去侍奉主的时候。
After deciding to go serve the Lord.
这个地上的爸爸说。
The earthly father says.
我这地上的爸爸没有天上的爸爸有权柄。
The earthly father has not as much authority as the heavenly father.
所以儿子去读了。
So the son went to seminary.
读神学不好玩啊。
Seminary is no joke.
他读的的确很辛苦，第一年非常辛苦。
He had to work very hard.
他说我读了第四年才懂得怎么读书法。
And it was the fourth year when I finally realized how to study.
但是给他读完了。
But he finished.
你知道我这个朋友讲起这段挣扎的时候一面有眼泪。
My friend, when he talks about his struggles, he talks about it with tears.
一面非常的荣耀。
He also has a lot of pride.
因为知道他儿子听见主的呼召。
Because he knows that his son has heard God's calling.
亲爱的朋友们弟兄姊妹们我不知道主怎么样呼召你。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know how God has called you.
但是每一个世代我们都要重新从神的话语里面看见神的心意。
But every generation we need to re-look at God's heart through His Great Commission.
在马太福音28章里面不仅是神把一个大的蓝图计划放在这里给我们看见叫我们明白。
Through the Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, God not only gives us a blueprint of His gospel plan,
他也呼召人叫你我参与在其中。
But he has also called you and I to be involved.
类似的经文耶稣基督讲了很多。
This Bible verse God talked about quite a bit.
主说做工庄稼已经熟了你们举目向田观看。
He says that the harvest is ready. Who's going to reap the harvest?
主说要收的庄稼多做工的人少。
He says that there's work of harvest is much, but the workers are few.
主说什么主说你们还说还有四个月。
God says that you think there's still four more months.
但是已经发白了。
But it's already ripe.
主说你们要求庄稼的主打发他的工人去收取该取的庄稼。
You need to tell the workers to go reap the harvest.
许多人听见主的呼召。
God, many people have heard God's calling.
许多人听见主的呼召。
Many people heard God's calling.
看见主的心意。
And have seen God's heart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们你有没有想过中国教会历史中间
I don't know if brothers and sisters you've thought about the history of Chinese church.
这个两千年来神兴起不断的兴起人到中国传福音。
Throughout these 2,000 years, God has raised people one after the other to spread the gospel in China.
有人告诉我们说多马曾经到了印度曾经到过中国。
Some people have said that,
Thomas.
Thomas has gone to China to spread gospel.
有人告诉我们说，聂斯多留的这个支派，这个曾经传福音，借从西域这边过来到达中国。
And we also heard that people from Greece has gone to China to try to spread the gospel.
唐朝的时候，景孝。
In the Tang Dynasty, there's
景孝。
There's a
historian. Historian.、Okay. Yeah.
that tried to reach Chinese.
元朝说耶律可温。
And in another dynasty, there's somebody else.
Is the the Mongolian has it? Is the 天主教元朝的时候、清朝的时候、明朝的时候，天主教不断的在往中国传福音。
And in the more recent dynasties, Catholicism has been doing outreach in China.
当然，基督教到中国是。也是1807年的事情。
And it wasn't until 1807 that Christianity reached China.
这些人为什么？
Why is that?
为什么他们要到中国来？
Why do they want to come to the China?
中国人不认识。
They don't know Chinese people.
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
就是他们被神的恩典抓住。
They have been captured by God's blessings.
把被神的爱抓住
they have been captured by God's love.
把灵魂的负担把他们抓住
And they have been captured by the burden of souls.
为什么
Why?
我不晓得今天我们在这个时代中间是不是我们也一样觉得灵魂是可贵的
I don't know if in this time you feel that souls are precious.
内地回到中国Inland Mission.
Inland Mission.
Inland Mission 之前是很多的 Bible Society.
Before the Inland Mission, there are many Bible societies.
在英国有许许多多这样的 Bible Society. 他们当初做的事情就是印一些单张。
There were many Bible societies in the past, and they printed out many, many brochures.
送到边远的地方。
They spread these paper, these literature throughout all these different places.
以后他们从送单张变送人出去。
And they went from trying to sending literature to sending people.
不仅在英国有这样的传福音的拆传的运动。
Not only that the Great Britain had this gospel movement.
十九末叶，十九世纪末叶。
At the end of the 19th century,
二十世纪初期
and the beginning of 20th century,
美国也有很多的重要的学生 student volunteer movement.
And there were many student volunteer movement in the United States.
他们到中国传扬福音
and they went to China to spread the gospel.
正遇见中国人在思想上面一个大的转弯的时候
and that is the time when the general Chinese philosophy had a major change.
现在我们看看二十世纪，现在到了二十一世纪。
Now we're entering to the 21st century.
中国人也接受许多福音的使命。
And we have Chinese people have received many commission.
前几年我跟海轩的同工们有很多机会在一起服侍。
In several years ago, I had some time to serve with some brothers and sisters.
泰国是一个重要的福音工厂。
Thailand is a very important.Gospel workplace.
又有这么巧，昨天我跟这位弟兄在外面吃饭的时候
，Yesterday when I was having dinner, when I was having meal outside with a brother,
就是这个他儿子侍奉组的弟兄。
This is the brother whose son went into the ministry.
我们到饭店一看，隔壁桌上
，right next to us in the restaurant,
也有母女两个人在接待三个人。
There are also a mother and daughter who's receiving somebody else.
然后他看见这位弟兄进来，他们认识，就跟我介绍。
They knew this brother that was next to me, and they introduced him to me.
然后说这一位是从泰国回来的宣教士。
And they said that this is a missionary from Thailand.
所以你看，我们今天在各个时代，神也呼召人起来侍奉。
So you see that God has called people from every generation to spread His word.
去年我在 Washington D.C. 那里侍奉。
Last year I was serving in Washington D.C.
有一位弟兄
There was a brother.
这位弟兄大概这两天就是这两天要去南非了
This brother is about to leave for South Africa in the next few days.
也许你们听见过有一个 mission 叫做 CIM 华轩
You may have heard of CIM
这个工作是毕玉书牧师开始的
This is started by Pastor B
Clarence B
Clarence B
主把他很早就接去了
And God has actually, he passed away early.
他那么舞会在山猴神那一带。
And they have their office in San Jose.
我说这位刘弟兄，他今年六十岁。
And this brother Liu is about 60 years old.
他在觉志区做宣教士之前。
Before he was a missionary.
他做印刷工厂。
He was in the publishing company, printing company.
他开了一个小小的印刷店。
He had a small printing office.
在他来美国开印刷店之前，他在台湾做大生意，做纺织工业。
Before he was in the printing business, he was a major businessman in Taiwan doing fabrics.
他是到一个地步，他是真是做纺织业炙手可热，相当大的公司。
He has a very big company in Taiwan.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
他那是已经信主了。
He was already a Christian.
神呼召他。
And God called him.
他就对神说：“现在太早，现在太早。”那时候他
30岁。He told God, "It's a little bit too early right now."
他说：“等到我60岁再来服侍你。
”When I'm 60, I'll serve you.
所以就把神的呼召放在一边。
So he put God's calling aside.
神也就让他。
And God allowed him to put his calling aside.
结果过了不久，他的生意就垮台。
So not too long after, he lost his business.
我不讲这个当中详细的事情。
I won't go into details.
这个弟兄是一个很有信用的人，不愿意宣告破产。
He is a very trustworthy person. He did not want to file bankruptcy.
所以他就辛辛苦苦把所欠的债到南洋去再开工厂，把它赚回来还给人。
So he tried to pay back all the debt that he owed.
以后他到了美国。
Afterwards, he went to the United States.
不能再做纺织工业。
He couldn't go into fabric industry anymore.
辛辛苦苦地从印刷工人做起。
So he became a worker in the printing shop.
他对神说60岁。
He said to God 60 years.
他自己都忘记了。
He forgot that he made this promise.
你知道我们天天做这个事情做那个事情常常忘记自己几岁啊。
You know, a lot of times we forget how old we are when we're busy.
你今天几岁？
How old are you?
八十岁，感谢主。
80 years old.
是不是八十整岁啊？不是，感谢主。
83 years old.
我有时候不太记得自己几岁。
Sometimes I don't remember how old I am.
这位弟兄呢，就是这样，天天做印刷的工业，做了是这都很久的事情。
So he just worked as in the printing shop day by day.
有一天，主的呼召再一次临到他。
And one day God's calling came upon him again.
如果你们知道他的故事，你去问华轩，他们最近发的一期资料上有他的故事。
If you want to know his story, you can read it in the literature from CIM.
等到他答应主的呼召，刚刚六十岁。
When he answered to God's call, he was 60 years old.
这里有多少人六十岁？
How many people are 60 years old?
是不是30年以前主呼召你，你没有答应？
Did God call you 30 years ago and you didn't answer?
这里有多少30岁的人？
How many 30-year-olds?
主有没有呼召你出来侍奉他？
Did God call you to serve him?
你如果听见主的呼召，你要不要等到60岁？
If you have heard God's calling, are you going to wait until you're 60?
我有时候想，什么时候年龄侍奉神最合适？
Sometimes I think about what is the most appropriate age to serve him.
像我自己出来侍奉主的时候26岁。
When I came to serve God, I was 26.
有些时候在教会里遇见难处的时候，你知道弟兄怎么说什么？
When I encounter difficulties, you know what brothers and sisters say?
他说牧师啊，你就是因为没有在世界上做过事情。
Oh, pastor, you haven't worked out in the society.
所以你把人看得太单纯了。
So you look at things too simply.
现在呢，你尝尝苦头。
Now you know what
你知道我们在世界上就尝这种苦头。
You know what we have to go through out in the real world.
好像我们弟兄意思说，你侍奉主太舒服了，没有尝过苦头，所以让你尝一尝。
It's as if they're saying that you're too comfortable serving God. Now it's your time to taste the medicine.
我现在尝过很多苦头了。
I have been through a lot.
我还是对人很信任，怎么办呢
？I still am very trusting to people.
我还是觉得人都是很有前途，在神的手中都很有希望的。
I still think that people have a lot of future in God.
我不晓得应该怎么样才能够到人生经验丰富可以侍奉主。
I don't know at what point you can have the life experience enough to serve God.
有一天我问一个这个。Mission Committee 的负责人。
One day I asked the sponsor of a mission committee.
其实不是 Mission Committee， 是远东广播公司里面有一个专管 Mission 的一个姊妹。
It's a sister who's in charge in missions through the Far East Broadcasting Company.
你们会稀奇哈，远东广播公司怎么还有 missionary 呢
？How can you? You must think how can Far East Broadcasting Company have missionaries.
因为有人告诉我们说，远东广播公司啊，你们是空军。
A lot of people think that we're in Air Force.
这个借着无线电广播，人不用去的。
We often people often think that we only do our work through the radio waves, that we don't actually have to send anybody in.
那为什么还需要 missionary 呢？
Why would you need missionaries?
其实我们很多 missionary, 好像塞班就有我们的 missionary.
We have actually lots of missionaries. In fact, there's one in Saipan.
有很多是工程师在那里建立电台。
A lot of them are engineers who are building radio stations.
我就问这个姊妹，到底什么时候年龄去侍奉做 missionary 最合适？
I asked her, what is the most appropriate age to be a missionary?
她告诉我，最近有一个人差派出去，才二十几岁。
She said that there's somebody that was sent out recently that was in his 20s.
所以你看有二十几岁去做 missionary 的，有六十岁去南非做 missionary。
So there are people in their 20s, there are people in their 60s who go to South Africa.
我不知道你们有没有研究过保罗做使徒是几岁啊？
Have you thought about how old Paul was when he was a missionary?
我在四十六岁那年，
when I was 46 years old,
我做了一点功课。
I did a little homework.
我算了算保罗什么时候是去做 missionary 的。
I calculated how old Paul was when he was when he went on his missionary trip.
刚好四十六岁。
He was 46 years old.
所以我想我做 missionary 机会还有啊。
So I think I still have a chance.
我们的感叹是什么呢？
And what is our
就是当我们年龄大的时候。
What is when we become old?
可能我们适应力不像年轻的时候。
When we become old, we may not be able to adjust as well as a young person.
可能我们体力不像年轻的时候。
We may not have the physical strength of a young person.
可能我们忍受那个身体上的劳累的程度不如以前。
We may not be able to endure physical fatigue.
可是诸位弟兄姊妹们，如果你年纪已经超过四十六岁，你不要难过。
If you have passed 46 years of age, don't feel sad.
我发现。
I discover.
年纪越大。在神的事上越有忍耐。
I've discovered that the older you get, the more patience you have when it comes to God's matter.
我二十六岁开始蒙召侍奉主。
When I started serving at 26 years of age.
到三十一岁时候开始建立教会。
I started doing church building at 31 years of age.
我开始建立教会的时候动作很快，五年之内就差不多一百人了。
When I first started building church, within 5 years we had.More than 100 people.
我从没有开始，从零开始。
We started from zero.
我的性子很急啊。
I was very impatient.
我说我所建立教会弟兄姊妹一定要最属灵的。
And I said that the brothers and sisters in my church must be most spiritual.
他们一定要最爱主的。
They have to be, they have to love God the most.
最有恩赐传福音的。
The most gifted in spreading the gospel.
啊，我的理想很高。
I had high ideals.
而且我真的是。在那里有一点点弟兄姊妹们知道也是有各种称赞的声音。
I had lots of praises around me.
他们说我们教会的弟兄姊妹们是最有前途的。
And they say that our brothers and sisters at our church have the most future.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。